broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Grand at Wild Horse Pass for Conscious Capitalism 2019. It's time for CEO Exclusive. Now, here's your host, Sweeney Cohen.
Welcome to this segment of CEO Exclusive, broadcasting live from the Conscious Capitalism Conference 2019 here in Phoenix. I'm delighted to have in this segment Shir Nir, CEO of the Handel Group. And he was actually one of the presenters at this conference. And as I just love to do for CEOs who couldn't be here is to give them a little flavor of this conference and the huge value that it provides for the people who are participating. So Shir, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Start off by telling us what the Handel Group does.
Okay. The Handel Group is a executive life coaching. We actually created the term because we don't just do business coaching. When we work with executive, we work on their entire lives. So we are an executive life coaching company. We focus on five different verticals. Number one, let's say, is corporation and companies that we work with, individuals, teams, and the entire corporation. Number two is people in their personal life. Number three is athletes and sports, professional athletes. Number four is education, where we teach in over 45 universities. And number five is we just created a digital platform that any individual can actually get executive or executive life coaching or life coaching for themselves without even talking to a human being.
Wow, that's interesting. So what is it that you shared with people in your remarks to us as a conscious capitalism community? What did you talk about?
We talk about a lot of things, right? So one of the main aspects why the Handel Group is a good fit and a good partner to conscious capitalism is because of our mission. And our mission is to enhance conscious living. We created that mission 7-8 years ago before conscious capitalism existed even, right? And we want
to enhance
conscious living, okay, right, through personal integrity and accountability.
Okay.
And we believe that as a human being, 95% of all the decisions you make are subconscious. There's a guy named Timothy Wilson. I don't know if people know about him. He teaches in UVA, teaches University of Virginia. He's known as one of the fathers of the conscious-subconscious theory. And Timothy Wilson, in his book, Strangers to Ourselves, says that your brains take in 11 million points of data every given second. Every given second. And consciously can only deal with 40. So 40 points of data compared with 11 million. Most of the decision you make in your life, actually 99.9% of all the decision you make in your life are subconscious. So you're on automatic. You don't know what you're doing, and you're being successful.
Or not.
But can you imagine what if you have more control? Can you imagine what happens if you actually have more consciously, can make more decisions that are aligned with your dreams? What could you create in your life? So when you enhance somebody's ability to consciously make decision, they mostly make better decisions in their lives. So our job is to really get people to be more aware of the way they make decision and why they make decision such that they can make better decisions in their life and move towards their dreams.
I'm going to ask you what might be a very elementary question, but what is conscious living?
Conscious living is your ability to actually understand what decision you make in your life and why. And make those decisions and act on them.
Great. So why then, it's kind of maybe obvious, but I would love for you to talk about the intersection then of what you do with this conscious business movement and like how you see conscious. I can see the direct tie with conscious leadership, right, which is the one pillar.
Yeah.
And then you have conscious culture, stakeholder engagement, higher purpose. How are you seeing these things integrate with each other?
Well, they're all aligned, right? So the simplest form of conscious decision-making is the human being himself. herself. Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the context of the team, it's the integration between those human beings that are on a team. In the context of a division, it's the integration of all those teams that are part of the division. In the context of a company or an organization, it's the integration of all those people that have make the teams, the divisions, and the organization itself. So if you want to, and that integration, that network of, let's call it operating system human beings, is basically the culture of the company or the culture of the organization or the culture of that team. So if you think about this, to create conscious living is to create conscious organizations. It's great to create conscious cultures. Mm-hmm. And the more conscious and the cultures are, we believe the better decision those cultures are going to make and the better behavior those cultures are going to have and more aligned with the results that they want to create in the world.
Great. So that's where I was going to take you, because all of that sounds very great, but it sounds very woo, right? Like, you know, it's very woo-woo, very yeah. academic, very yeah. big, you know, yeah. woo up here.
Yeah.
Where are you seeing this in terms of financial results for companies?
That's all, it's all aligned. Mm. Because the more conscious you become, the better behavior you have, the better cultures you have, the more money you make, period. Very proven good. And delivered. Our work, actually, when we do work with people, teams, organizations, and complete organizations, right? And the work that we do actually increases those organization or those people or those teams results dramatically. Mm. And we don't work on the hard stuff. We work on the soft stuff. I'll give you an example if you want.
Go ahead.
But 3 years ago, I got a call in end of September from an EVP, a guy I've been working with for many, many years throughout his career. And he says to me, "Shir, I have a problem." And I said, "Okay." He said, "I'm going to sell the company at the end of the year." And I said, "Congratulations." He said, "No, but I have a problem." And I said, "What's your problem?" He said, "My global sales team is 25% behind the target." Which means that if they actually produce the results for the last quarter, we will end the year 25% behind the target. And I said, "Okay." He said, "I needed to be at on target." And I said to him, "Why did you wait to call me till the last quarter?" So he laughed, and he said, "Can you help?" I said, "Yes, but here's what we need to do. You need to do exactly what I tell you, and you can't negotiate." Mm-hmm. And he said, "I won't negotiate. It's too much money." This is a $2 billion company, okay? So 25% of $2 billion is $500 million in sales, okay? So we need to increase the sales by $500 million in 3 months, okay? So we started work. I said, "I need a team. I need the team to meet with me for 3 days, and then I need to meet with the team on a weekly basis to move the team forward. By the end of the year, I hope we're going to get to the result." By the end of the year, we produced the result. We got to the end, to the target, and the company sold for full price. How did we do it? We did not work on what they did. We did not work on making business deals. We did not work on processes or procedures, or we did not hire new people. We did not do any of this. We made the team a team. We made people committed to each other. We created a new game. We got everybody behind the new game, and everybody showed up to play the game. By the end of the year, they made targets. So how does conscious capitalism, how does culture impact the bottom line? Consistently. Mm. It's the source of results.
Wow. Well, I absolutely would love to talk with you for like 7 hours.
Okay.
About that. I cannot do that. I can give you an opportunity to just share one closing thought with the CEOs who are listening to the show.
One closing thought. The most important thing you can do as a CEO is create the right culture. Create the right behaviors. Get people connected and intimate. Create transparency and get people to tell the truth. The truth is sexy, and it produces great results. Most people are afraid of the truth, and therefore they stay away from it.
Well, we are having some problems with the truth now in our country. You
yeah.
recognize this, right?
Yeah.
A little ironic.
So if you create an aligned and committed...
You might have a good client there in New York, you know, in a few years.
A few years, yeah. Maybe, if I want to work with him.
Thank you so much, Shir.
Thank you very much. I hope it was beneficial.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. That's it?
That's it.
We're done? Okay. Is it okay?
It was great. I just started to drift off into politics. I'm like...